basis of open and accountable government. I have not heard back from any of them yet, but I do intend to follow up with Matt Santanastasso this week. He and I have a meeting with the new PR girl, Yvonne, about getting started. So she's kicking off this week, and we're looking forward to seeing what she can bring to the table. So that's the big news from my side of things.
Awesome. Sounds like progress. When's that meeting happening?
Wednesday?
Okay. Okay.
So I'll know more next week.
Cool.
I did notice there was a video of Bill, Tall Bill from Manchester, going, doing like a man on the street thing where they had him at some kind of a sky show event out in, I don't know if it's like the Lakes region or wherever it was. But he was asking people questions about what they love about New Hampshire, and they, you know, clipped together a bunch of answers, just sort of generic, feel-good kind of answers of, oh, I like the mountains and, you know, the beers or whatever it is that people said. And I said to Justin, I said, you know, are you guys available for hire? Because I think it would be cool to ask people questions about what do you love about New Hampshire, kind of these softball questions, and then toss in a question about New Hampshire independence and see what they say. And he actually said that they actually already did that. He said they tried to build up, I'm reading from a message from him here. He says, we try to build up from what do you love about New Hampshire to Manchester to joking about West and East Manchester splitting, which got about 50-50 response. Then when we tried to ask the secession question, we got shut down 100%. So,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a lot of work to do. He did add that he thinks it's a matter of practice. We plan to keep doing more of these and more often. Bill and Jake, who I imagine Jake is the cameraman, need to get more comfortable building rapport with people quickly to be able to ask harder questions. The questions were inconsistent, and Bill kept changing how he was asking things, trying to find what would work. Like I said, working out the kinks, we want to do a lot more of this type of fun content. So that's the good news was, like, I was willing to, you know, incentivize them to do some secession stuff, but turns out they were already doing that. And so I said, you know, if you're not sure if you're planning on releasing the video of the people shutting down the secession question, but if not, it might still be useful to make it available privately as it could be instructive. He says he is saving everything and going to try to find a use for it once he gets more footage from the next event. So yeah, I think it would be interesting to see what the people on the, you know, the average folks were saying in regards to why they don't support independence. You know, I don't want to speculate too much on it, but I imagine people don't want to be seen as unpatriotic. You know, they still love America.
That's true. A lot of people still love the idea of America.
They may not love the government, but they still love America. So hopefully they're going to keep getting back back out there and doing more of this stuff. Obviously, it's only really useful during the time where people are on the street. So summer months and early fall would be the best time for it, when there's still festivals and things where you get a large number of people that you can talk to people and get them to agree to be on camera. Bonnie and I had done some of this man on the street stuff, but not, it wasn't real man on the street. It was, we were at like protest events where, you know, Republicans were during the lockdown, and we were talking to them about secession. And of course, almost, you know, super majority of them supported the idea at those events. But Bill was at like just a generic kind of air show event where you wouldn't necessarily have politically minded people. So they got a completely different response.
Oh yeah, I'm not muted, am I? Sorry, I'm trying to take care of bills, is all. Like bills keep piling up. I mean, most of them are on like auto pay, but there's a couple in here that I gotta pay every once in a while. I gotta go through and just double check everything's been paid. Almost done. Yeah.
So, didn't you guys record a podcast recently, Riley?
We did, but I haven't finished editing yet. So it'll be done shortly.
Gotcha. Well, everybody knows Ridley's back out on the streets doing his thing. I don't think he's targeted secession as an issue yet, but that's bound to happen at some point.
He did publish a video the other day on the... Wait, what was that? Oh, wait, no, that was the court thing. So maybe, never mind. I was thinking that was NHExit related.
Yeah, I don't recall seeing that. He might have.
No, I don't think he did. I'm thinking of the, Riley, he interviewed
yeah,
he you, Riley.
He did one about us at the courthouse.
Yeah, it wasn't on NHExit, though.
Headline, blind videographer raids court in protest of filming ban.
It was pretty good. It was pretty decent.
I don't know if I would call it a raid, but, you know, that's okay. You gotta get people to click.
Yeah.
Yep, you do. Gotta be clickbait.
But yeah, I think it was Riley and Bonnie's first appearance on a Ridley Report, so that's fun.
Yep, it was fun.
Conservative television network called, I think, Real America's Voice, CACR32. So when he gets a chance, he's doing cross promotions for us, which is nice. And now that we have the same PR girl, we should be able to get even more synergy, as far as he had told me before that he just doesn't have enough time or whatever sometimes to do all the media inquiries. So he may be able to send us some of the stuff that she gets for him, essentially, kind of pawn it off on us. So there could be some extra benefits for the fact that we both have the same PR girl.
Yeah, that should be good. Nah, I think we exhausted it, unless somebody else comes in the last moment here.
I think we're good.
Looks like Matt Sabarin is saying he may be able to get Sundays off so he can attend these. We haven't had him hop in here in quite some time.
Yep.
Have a good day to you.
Sounds good.
This afternoon, hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah.
All right, see you, everybody.
All right, bye.